Proclamation number 9022, dated the July 22nd, 1965. Prehistoric people? You only need to turn to me with an appeal to grant you an explanation, and I will not hesitate to answer. You don't realize that the act of creation has taken infinitely long periods of time, for you judge by your present concepts to time, whereas the act of creation necessitated eternities, which is rationally impossible for you to understand. Hence you are right in your assumption that the pre-Adamites lived long before the human being, who is recognized as the true human being due to his self-awareness, intellect and free will. Yet this does not exclude the fact that these human beings had no knowledge of prehistoric people. They knew of their existence but described them as having lived long before themselves. But this only happened after the fall into sin, when I sent beings of light from above amongst people which enlightened them as to their past process through all creations. Prior to this they had no knowledge of it at all, and thus no idea about these human-like beings because, wherever people were created, these beings had become extinct. However, since the growth of human population advanced only slowly, in keeping with the matured original spirits, the process of creation continued over a very long time, and thus the earth was not inhabited by people everywhere at once, whereas the pre-Adamites only became extinct when the creation work, man, began to appear. Prehistoric people therefore have never lived with human beings together at the same time, but the human being was created at different times since the conditions on Earth, too, varied quite considerably and needed this diversity, because even the original spirits developed differently, which is not quite understandable to you humans yet. It is not as if people were instantly created on Earth. Instead, everything took place such that one can speak of periodic creation, and every period brought forth such beings until the human being with self-awareness, intellect and free will appeared as the last work of creation. If I now use the term, at the same time, then I mean the same period of creation which, however, was so long that it cannot be expressed with numbers, but that these prehistoric beings preceded the real human being because no concept of time exists for me, and me a thousand years are like a day. And the whole act of creation took so long that people can no longer determine the length of time, only the fact that everything developed, from matter to the mineral and plant world, through the animal kingdom up to the human being, but that I also always created a new external shape for the tiny particles of soul as they developed further. Hence, the expression, they developed into the next being, only relates to spiritual development, yet every external shape was a new creation which always vanished again once it had completely fulfilled its purpose, on account of which so many beings disappeared again once human beings came into existence who were able to create and shape according to their will. Thus people did not live alongside prehistoric beings, but that does not rule out that they didn't inhabit the earth at the same time. They just lived so far apart that they had no knowledge of them, because the time had not yet come for the human being to find the right living conditions he needed in order to survive there. Just one thing has to be clarified, that the earth was not populated at the same time with fully responsible people. They came much later, whereas the prehistoric people still existed wherever the earth was not yet sufficiently developed. It is difficult to give you humans an idea as to how the whole work of creation took place, for you are neither able to imagine the length of time in which this work was completed nor the immense space that had to be populated by the small particles of soul of the fallen original spirits. This required great diversity, which was entirely achieved by my thoughts, so that I saw everything as a minute work of creation before me, and it simultaneously arose as finished work, so that the creation took on ever larger forms wherein the soul particles were to mature, and it was teeming with creations of the most varied kinds, so that I placed every work of creation where possibilities to mature were given. And thus the prehistoric beings were a creation which I placed wherever the future human race was sooner or later expected to take possession of the earth in order to bring its developing process to an end. But that the earth should exhibit the same conditions everywhere is not intended by my versatile creative will. And even today there are vast stretches of land where no human being can exist because he lacks the conditions to survive, for which I have my reasons. Yet it is certain that the human being's external shape was a work of my love, that I created man after my image, and that his soul, too, shall one day become my image again, which, however, was not the case with prehistoric people. They were unable to develop into the human being as he is at present, irrespective of whether he attains spiritual maturity or not. Amen.